Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
One of the highlights of working Mondays around here during the summertime during racing season is I get to hear my favorite song once a week, at least a few seconds of it. It's the that's a theme that whenever you hear it on the jukebox anywhere, you'll always relate to Checkers and Wreckers here on KFGO, brought to you by Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service and I-29 Automotive Service Center and Towing. And Corey Litton is our man who goes to all the races. Hello, Corey.
I believe it's 2602 on the Duffy's jukebox is this song right there.
Going the distance. Well, Corey Litton of Litton Entertainment also is a track announcer here and there. He is an expert go-kart racer, and he comes in and does this with us once a week. Corey, thank you very much. What tracks have you visited since last Monday?
Well, Thursday, May 22nd, I was at Norman County Raceway in Ada, Minnesota. The Pure Stock winner out there, clean sweep again for Kelly Jacobson in the 51. In the Midwest Modifieds, the 4D Cheetah Rob Van Mill. The Mod 4's Grandpa Aaron Wetterlin in the 3W got his first win of the season. In the Street Stocks, the 12 of Jim Geringer. In the Modifieds, the 14 Aaron Olson with a clean sweep.
Clean sweep for a couple of guys. And that was at the Norman County Raceway in Ada on Thursday. Friday, did you get some action in?
Yes, we did. We had the Advantage RV Mod Touring Series came out to the Fergus Falls, Minnesota, I-94 Speedway on Friday, May 23rd. Midwest Modifieds 4D, again, Cheetah, Rob Van Mill. That was his fourth win in a row and also a clean sweep. In the Super Stocks, a clean sweep for 29, the Caruza, Jeff Krause. And in the 40-lap modified feature, 99, Jason Grumby Grimes.
You know, Brad Anderson, the producer of today's show on this Memorial Day, he does a lot of high school basketball and football broadcasting. He also does some college broadcasting and such. And there's a lot of names that he's familiar with for down through the years, mm-hmm. You know, football and basketball and high school and college, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
I'm becoming acquainted with a lot of these names. Oh. And just for your interest, perhaps, Brad, anytime he says clean sweep, that means they won all the races, and you hear those guys' names year after year after year.
The Van Mill guys, they win every year, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Cheetah's tough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's go down to Alexandria. How's the Viking Speedway looking?
Nice place out there. Very smooth track once again, which is usually tough to get accomplished at the beginning of the season. The Street Stocks were won by number 10, Wolverine, Justin Vogel. The Midwest Modifieds, the 34, Jamie Thorsted. Super Stocks Race of the Year nominee, first one we've mentioned on the air. Jeff Krause, number 29, he got two in a row, winning at Viking Speedway, and two nights in a row.
So remember that name. It's a number 29, Jeff Krause, Race of the Year nominee, this early.
Already. That was a slider fest. It was beautiful. The late models, number 7, Ricky Weeks with the clean sweep, and the modifieds clean sweep also for Jason Tennyson, the 52.
Hope you don't mind. I want to go back to Fergus Falls. They have a new scoreboard and such as that.
Yes.
And how's that working out?
It's awesome. You know, they have the sun sets just right behind it, and it's still bright enough that you can see it very clearly.
All right, let's do this. Why don't you play that next song, Brad? Let's hear that one right there. This is how we get into the Fastest Girl in Town segment on Checkers and Wreckers.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard your 65 can really haul some ass. I'm feeling frisky, you're feeling good.
We can get away with that on the radio?
The whiskey is doing what it should. I got the cigarettes, you got a lighter. And when the sun goes down, we'll start a little fire. No use in trying to slow me down. 'Cause you're running.
The fastest girl in town is recognition of the fastest driver that Corey has witnessed in the preceding weekend. And Buffalo River Race Park was raced out, but I noticed you brought a pretty fast girl around the track to us today there, buddy.
That's right. Our guest is number 10, Amber Balkan, sprint car driver from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. First off, Amber, can you turn your radio down, please?
Sorry, I'm having a really hard time hearing you guys. You keep cutting out. But hopefully this can work. We're just driving around the parking lot trying to find a good area right now.
Well, okay, you went from a lightning sprint.
Hold on a second. Brad, here's what we do. When Corey is talking, turn him down. And then when it's time for her to talk, turn it up. And that echo will not be heard. All right, go ahead, Corey.
All right, Amber, you went from a lightning sprint car to a Northern Outlaw sprint. What is the main difference between the two?
I think the main difference for sure is the power. I'm going from about 180 horsepower to over 800 horsepower. So that's definitely the thing that I'm adjusting to most on the cars there.
What kind of adjustments to your driving style did you have to make?
I think it's really just getting used to the throttle control. This has so much more get up than the 1,000cc engine that I raced in the Lightning Sprint. So I think, again, just the power more than anything is the thing getting used to the most. And you can throw these a lot harder into the corner. And also with the Lightning Sprints, it was way more about momentum, keeping the wheels as straight as possible. You didn't want to scrub off any speed. You didn't really turn right in the Lightning Sprint. You just turned left. It was a lot like a go-kart. And with these big sprints, I'm constantly turning right. So you're a lot more harder on the wheel, and you got to be a lot more careful with your pedals.
And how much is there a difference in the cost between the two classes?
There's a huge difference between the cost of running a Lightning Sprint and the big sprint, and that's why it's taken me so many years to move up to the big sprints, because up until this year, I financially just didn't have the means of doing it. The last 5 years of my Lightning Sprint, I was in charge of all the finances and worked hard to get sponsors so that I could race. And since I was a little girl, I always wanted to race full-size sprint cars. But again, the cost is so expensive that the money was just never there. The sponsorship was never there to be able to do it. And luckily, I teamed up with Apex Speed Sports, Chris Unra out of Winkler, Manitoba. I actually just raced against him in Lightning Sprints, and he approached me really a couple weeks before the season started, just before they announced the champion spark plug winner. And he said, I've been seeing your sponsorship drive, seeing how hard you've been working to get sponsors. I know you want to race a big sprint. What's it going to take to, how much more sponsorship do you need to get that car on the track? And I told him what it took, and we had a couple meetings, and everything worked out. All the hard work paid off, and I felt very lucky and very fortunate to have the opportunity I have this year.
Amber Balkan is our guest. She was the first track champion in all of Manitoba, first female track champion in all of Manitoba. Your dad, Mike, as well as your grandpa, Lou, your Lou Kennedy, your uncle, Lou Jr., and your cousin, Thomas, have all been sprint car drivers. Your dad also was a late model racer. How much of a benefit is it to have all of that experience to draw from?
It's definitely beneficial to have. I mean, it's nice to park by my dad, grab forks every Friday, and just walk over to his trailer and ask him what I think I should do to set up, what type of gear I should put in. I've been racing for, this is my sixth year racing, so I have a pretty good idea of the basic setups, but there's always learning in racing. And my dad's been out of sprint car racing for quite a while now too, so sometimes we have to go to other people to figure out what to do to the race car. But it's my first year. I'm a rookie, so we're just learning every race. What to do to the car. I have my crew chief, Kale Drop, great help so far in the season. We only got two races in because of the rain, unfortunately, but it's been a great year so far.
Well, Amber Balkan, the number 10 car, you will be seeing her. Where will you be racing at next?
I race at River City Speedway every Friday, and then I follow the NOSA Tour on Saturdays and Sundays. So next week I race at Grand Forks Friday and Devil's Lake on Saturday.
All right. You got any sponsors and social media plugs you want to get out here quick?
Yeah, for sure. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at AmberVulcan10. I got a new website being built, AmberVulcanRacing.com, and you can follow me on Facebook at AmberVulcanRacing as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Amber, and good luck to the rest of the season. I'm hoping to catch up to you a few times this year, but hopefully the weather holds out.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right, I know that you followed a fastest girl over the weekend. Who do you name our fastest girl in town this week, Corey?
Well, with her sixth place finish on Thursday at the Norman County Raceway in Ada, Minnesota, the number 7 of Kristen Nelson is our fastest girl in town, 2 weeks running now.
And how about your social media credentials?
Well, I got at Checks and Rex on Twitter, it's Chexnrex. Checkers and Wreckers with Corey Litton Facebook page. I have all the podcasts that we do here. I have pretty much daily race updates, pictures, whatever, videos, whatever I feel like posting. We have a vintage section also that we are looking for people to contribute to.
All right, Corey, next Monday, buddy.
I'll see you. One quick shout-out, though. Ryan Satter, he was our guest a couple of weeks ago. He got his first career win with a clean sweep in Alexandria last night.
And this Checkers and Wreckers brought to you by Dave's Tire and by I-29 Automotive Service Center.